This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going to be fascinating, I think, to see how Mike Tomlin somehow handles this Antonio Brown issue this week. Yesterday, he was asked about, again, social media and how he approaches his players' issues with social media.
I'm focused on real legitimate things, okay? Seriously. We gave up a few big plays. We're playing a team that's big play capable. You know, we haven't won a game yet. You know, those are the real things, you know?
There's something at play here, I think, Chris. I think that maybe he, hopefully, let's go hopefully here.
Okay.
Hopefully he says that to the media at his Tuesday news gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he just says that to the media that it's not a real thing, but to his team and when he has meetings and things, it is a real thing. That's my hope.
I hope it's a real thing to him too, because it's become a real thing for this team.
Because the way he's presenting it, it's like that it's a parallel life that doesn't really exist,
right?
That it doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter if you threaten a reporter. It doesn't matter how you command yourself, how you present yourself.
Right.
It doesn't matter how you represent you or the Steelers or anything. That he has totally non-selled social media as if it is, you know, otherwise, or if it's Antonio Holmes or if it's Martavis Bryant, that's different.
Right.
Or Mike Mitchell.
Right.
But if it's Antonio Brown or somebody that rises to that level, it's like, hey, that is a tinker toy on the side. I don't pay attention to it. What's in their house is in their house. I hope, my hope is that's what he says to the media. But then when he gets in the room, he says, hey, I just covered your ass out there, guys. Okay? We need to tighten up on social media. I hope that's how it goes down.
I hope that's how it goes too, but it's interesting to me.
But what gives us the indication it does?
Because this is Antonio Brown, right? To your point, this is not, this isn't James
Cameron
Washington
Cannon,
or,
right.
Cameron Cannon. This isn't some down-the-liner who's spouting off on social media. This is one of the faces of the franchise. And you're 0-1-1, desperate for a win, going on the road in primetime against a team who's surprised everybody in the first 2 weeks. And at a point for Mike Tomlin where we all know he's secure in his job, right? Or at least we think he's secure in his job at this point. He's not going anywhere. But he needs to prove some accountability for all aspects of what's going on the field and off the field. How does he enforce discipline on Antonio Brown and make a point to the rest of the team that, hey, no one player is above the fray in this regard without also jeopardizing his team's ability to win a football game?
How does
game?
He make it non-popcorn type things? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be bigger than that, because that's the way he's treated social media. It's elevator music, it's popcorn type things.
It's not real.
Exterior noise. It has to be real whenever you're an employee of somewhere and you threaten another man.
Right.
Like, that's got to be real. And we thought that maybe, just maybe, he'd start to treat it real. I don't know. You know what the answer is. And now let's get to answers, right? Because
okay,
that's where we are. Let's move it past, because you and I agree on this.
Yeah.
It is a thing, right?
Well,
it's a problematic thing.
Yeah, because of the way they've treated it.
Now, let's get to answers. You know, today, Mike Tomlin, he needs to put a moratorium on this. Done. Finished. I don't care if you are someone who does it. You're a team. You don't want to be a team? Go play golf. Go play tennis. Go play an individual sport. You're part of a team. You know what happens? You've been on a team. I've been on a team.
Mm-hmm.
Some goof is talking when the coach is talking.
Everybody runs. Yep.
Okay. Some goof is acting like a goof on social media.
Everybody's done.
You're done. No more Twitter.
Deactivate
during the season,
them.
Shut it down.
That's, and we've been at this point before, right? I mean, when Martavis went at Juju last year, right? We've seen this happen. There needs to be a team-wide shutdown on it. And I don't expect it to happen, but that's what needs to happen. And the farther we get away from that point where he could put the foot down and make that impact, the less impactful it's going to be when we do finally get something.
Very good point. You say the further we get away from it, some will argue, and I might even be one to argue, that we're past the point of no return.
Right.
That it's gotten so big and gotten so out of control. How does he walk in and say, listen, AB, I'm Mike Tomlin. I'm coach, your player. Shut your social media down. And AB goes, wait a minute. I got an endorsement deal with Coca-Cola.
I got to put a Pizza Hut post up later today.
I have
today.
To do this or I lose $30,000. I can't. I have a thing with M&M's or whomever AB's with. I've got a thing I've got to promote on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets real. It gets
this is when
real
it comes
touchy.
Back to individual guys
being
putting
bigger
their
than
brands ahead of the team.
Absolutely. AB is a Pittsburgh Steeler. We get that. But he used his Pittsburgh Steelers springboard to become such an enormous entity in and of himself that now you can't pull that back. And again, it's the genie in the bottle whole thing. You can't put that genie back in there. The toothpaste is out of the tube, Jim Colony.
I've heard that before.
Yes. Does Ben have broken toes?
No.
No.
Not as far as I know.
Okay. But do you agree with this? I mean, how does he now levy some sort of punishment when he let it get here?
I'm not sure. He drew a distinction between the juju thing because he said that was
one
internal.
Player.
He was going after another player, which we kind of suggested that, okay, it's okay to say something about Ed Bouchette, for example.
Right. It's okay to
Jesse
threaten Washington.
Jesse Washington.
Yeah.
You know, there's a double standard there. You have to wonder, and I don't know if we'll ever find this stuff out. What if AB goes in there and Tomlin starts to read him the Riot Act and AB just gets up and walks out?
I'd love to know what that conversation is going to be like.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, how far can he go and get away with it before?
I just really hope it happens before 10 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
Well, we should find out before then whether or not he's there.
Whether he's there and whether they've
talked.
Because
players typically not. And, you know, I guess this is the old AB now. Wouldn't the old AB a guy who'd be there already working out?
I know.
Putting in the time. Maybe he is. I don't know. But it's just at some point his teammates have got to be just absolutely positively sick of his act, regardless of how good he is.
Mike Tomlin spoke yesterday. Ben Roethlisberger spoke yesterday. Ramon Foster. A whole bunch of people. You can get some of those at 937thefan.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at 937thefan. It's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. I'm Chris Mack. He's Colin Dunlap. It is the Fan Morning Show. What about when Mike Tomlin actually sits down to talk to Antonio Brown?
I'm going to visit with Antonio. You know, I may or may not provide details relative to some of the things that you guys are asking. I just want to stay focused on what's real and what's important, our preparation, and ultimately our play this week, and not only ours collectively, but his included.
He wants to focus on what's real, which tells me after the social media comments that he may not even mention Twitter and the trade tweet.
Oh, he'll mention it. He has to mention that. That's part of all of this. That's part of the flub. That's part of the national news. He has to tell him to get his social media whole footprint, I guess, under control.
And he's got to make the point to Antonio Brown that you don't not show up or you don't not stick around on Sunday night after the game. Those, I think, are the ones that, as much as we focus, and rightfully so, on the tweet and how his social media proclivities have made him look like a bad guy over the last couple of weeks and months, that you double down on all of those negatives when you don't stick around and when you don't show up.
Let me lay this down for you here. These are all, we're getting deep and narrow with a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
right? And rightly so. That's what you do. Like when you host a talk show, you get into a topic tree and you branch off or whatever. I still get back to this all the time. I can't believe this many grown-ass rich men who play football are acting like this. I just have to stop myself. Like right now we're going down a tree, we're going down a branch on the tree that says, what happens when Mike Tomlin pulls Antonio Brown into an office and talks about acting like this? I just need to be reminded and pinch myself that NFL players who make a ton of money, who play a sport for a living, and one of them is one of the best in the world at what he does.
And these aren't teenagers. These in his case is what, a 30-year-old man?
Correct. Is acting like this right now. And it's something every week. And the other part, we're at week two. We got 14 of these weeks left. It's nowhere near over.
No.
And it happened from beginning to end last year.
Last year. And now
again
this year.
How do the Pittsburgh Steelers have these problems? that other teams don't have? How do they deal with this juvenile, childish stuff every week that other teams don't have? That's the and it has to go right up to the top.
And it's starting to catch up with them. Last year, despite a different incident every single week of the season, they ended up 13-3.
I know.
This year, they're going to be 0-2-1 if things don't go well Monday night.
Have this. By the way, to add a little levity, did you hear Amy Lawrence overnight talking about talking about Ben Roethlisberger? That he was on our station? And I think it's the same station that Colony has misidentified once and that Al Woods used to work for. Yes, give a listen to Amy Lawrence.
Ben Roethlisberger did his weekly appearance on our affiliate in Pittsburgh, 97.3, The Fan.
Oh, yeah. 97.3, The Fan. And it's the same place that former Steeler Al Woods, I believe, used to talk about every once in a while. Remember Al Woods? So Amy Lawrence called us 97.3, and it harkened back memories of a certain moment up there on the hill in Latrobe.
It's Al Woods, though. Hi, my name is Al Woods, and nobody covers the Steelers sports like Radio 7.3, The Fan.
Okay, next one.
Hi, my name is Al Woods. You're on Steeler Fix right here on Sports Radio 9.3, The Fan.
Yeah. So Al Woods and Amy Lawrence giving proper credit.
You're not the only one who mixes it up sometimes, Jim.
Ben Roethlisberger did his weekly appearance on our affiliate in Pittsburgh, 97.3, The Fan.
Yeah, Jim. You and Al Woods and Amy Lawrence.
You're all working on the same station.
The best part of that will always remain. I wish I remembered the intern's name. Next one.
Next one, please.
It's Al Woods, though. You ready? Hi, my name is Al Woods, and nobody covers the Steelers sports like Radio 7.3, The Fan.
Okay, next one.
Hi, my name is Al Woods. You're on Steeler Fix right here on Sports Radio 9.3, The Fan.
So was she just not going to correct him because she was intimidated or what?
Like I said, I can't remember who it was. I'm guessing she was about 5'2" and 100 pounds, and Al Woods weighs three times as much.
And she's like, you know what? I'm not even going to try to correct this guy. He's so far off.
You know, I mean, John Mitchell tried to get the best out of Al Woods and did the best he could. And I think she came to the conclusion that what you heard was what you get.
As good a football player as he was a script reader.
Yeah.
I think he still plays for the Colts, doesn't he?
He might.
Really?
Yeah. I think I saw him in the league not long ago.
Seems like the kind of place for Al Woods, probably.
Al Woods, last time I checked, played for like 8 teams.
Makes sense.
Still making a paycheck, though.
More at 917thefan.com. So there you go.
Jim.
And I'm still, I think I'm still getting paid. I wonder if there was a 973 The Fan. Because I
looked
it up.
There
was like a 917 The Fan.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.